glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You know, we're not bound by the chronos. Amen. Greenwich does not determine our time. It might determine the Eastern time zone, you know, the Central time zone, all those zones, but it doesn't determine our times. Amen. Hello? Amen. And this is what we have to rise up through by making a demand on our faith. Amen. God spoke to me one day. We call Malaysia periodically, and we talk to Papa from time to time, and I got to thinking, but it was the Holy Spirit starting to talk to me. He said, when you call Malaysia, you are calling into tomorrow. They are a day ahead. Today is the 18th. It's the 19th there. He said, by phone, you are talking to someone who's in tomorrow. He dropped that in my spirit. Then he said, I'm going to teach you about times. And about, if that's the case in the natural realm, and there are no limitations in the spiritual realm, and we already get a little window here. You listen to somebody's voice, and they are in tomorrow. Tomorrow hadn't arrived here yet. And you just talking today and tomorrow, oh, the sun is shining nice and bright, nice and beautiful. Man, it's dark here. It's midnight. Now, that's man's doing. Amen. So there's a time outside of that time. Amen. Those times are in God's hands. And those are the times we abide by. Amen. So see, if you just abide by that time, then you sometimes you're suspect on making a demand on your faith because you're observing everything. But when you can rise above that time, and say like Psalm 31:15 says, my times are in His hands. And no matter what circumstances are present, no matter what challenges are before you, God has already made a command on some stuff. And so I'm not abiding by this time. Are you hearing? We're operating on another time. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but anyway. It's a different world through which we operate. Anyway, mediocrity, average. I want to give you a couple more examples here. Where are we? With the woman of Zarephath? Okay, I just stopped where it says, and God commanded a widow woman to sustain him. Now, he commanded. Now, so he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came, that's verse 10, to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. He called her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, verse 14, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, And she and he in her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. Amen. Look at someone again. I'm bothering you with this, but say it. I need you to say it. Look at someone and say, make a demand on your faith. When Elisha came there, God told him first, I have already commanded. But in this process, I need you to have someone make a demand on their faith. I've commanded. But see, God uses instruments. Evidently, he had prepared them. Tell somebody, I'm prepared too. Come on, tell him, I'm prepared to do whatever God wants. He went to the widow of Zarephath in verse 9. He made a demand. God had commanded the widow woman. In verse 13, Elijah commanded or placed a demand on the widow woman. Now, when she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, in verse 15, she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he in her house did eat many days. Verse 16, the barrel of meal wasted not. In other words, when she made a demand on her faith, the supply was manifested. Come on, come on. This is so simple. We miss it sometime. God had commanded first. Now you have to understand, God has gone before you. You better stop all the wavering, stop all the double-mindedness, stop being fearful. That's why we got to deal with spirits as spirits. When a spirit of unbelief, when a spirit of criticism, when a spirit of intimidation tries to stand in front of you, don't you understand? They have no right, even in your presence. They have no right. Listen, we'll eventually put a little DVD together of this trip to Haiti, but the first night we went in there, I was sharing with the leadership. Many of us would probably not even wanted to stay in there. Brother Willie was with me. I even had to coach him. I said, Brother Willie, go out there and get some film. You know, because he had gotten some film, but he was like, it was like, hey, what if we come into a nest of hornets or something? It was just total chaos and confusion. But I understand in situations like that, you bring something to that situation. Hello, we talked about it last week, where the sole of your feet tread. Not that Brother Willie was scared. I don't want you to think that he was scared. I know he wasn't scared. He's been there many times too. But it's just like we came up on something. You know, we realized there was a whole lot of work had to be done. And there was a whole lot of confusion. And many of us would have lost all of our points of reference. But see, in the spirit, you have to understand that spirits cannot stand in front of you. I don't care where you are. I don't care what culture it is. I don't care where you are on the planet. Amen. God is the same. And when you make a demand on your faith and you step up in there and say, listen, I feel all this confusion. I feel all this oppression. I feel all these evil spirits. But you start speaking and saying what you mean and meaning what you say and put your foot down. Guess what? Spirits have to flee. You resist the devil, he'll flee from you right away. I don't care where you are, what it is, they have to go. You are carrying something, but you have to make a demand on your faith. You can't get up in there and say, oh, Lord Jesus, maybe the Lord don't want me to say nothing. No, he brought you there to bring peace out of chaos. He brings you places where you need to help people that can't help themselves. Hello, otherwise, what benefit are we? What is it that we carry if we can't go somewhere and deliver somebody? If we're not carrying something that will defeat the enemy and drive him off. I'm not just talking about preachers. I'm talking about every saint of God. Wherever you go, you carry something on that job. There shouldn't be a constant turmoil and strife always around you. Always oppressed. Always the last one. No, there's something you carry that will set an atmosphere. And if you are firm, if you keep making a demand on your faith and not back off afraid, the devil's going to eventually back off. And that thing is going to begin to change. Because you are a change agent. That's what we are here for. Hello, somebody. A song you sing can change things. A simple prayer you pray can change things. Just your coming up on a situation, your stature can change some things. You have to constantly be in a position and in a posture of making a demand on your faith. I'm not coming into a chaotic situation to submit to the chaos. I'm coming up in here. God got me here, so this thing got to change. This has got to change. Hello. Between that first night and that second night, we changed a lot of things. I took the set man and Pastor C's. I took him aside and said, listen, we can't have it like this. I said, this is, I understand the culture. I celebrated 30 years this year going into Haiti. 30 years. So I'm acquainted with the culture. I said, but listen, we're not bound by your culture. I said, if you all are connected to me and we are connected here, then we're going to bring a pattern here. Amen. It ain't going to be like this. I said, so I need y'all to understand, next time we come in, when we bring our youth in, I'm doing some leadership summits. We're going to get all this into the leaders so that the leaders get a hold on things going on, so it's not just chaos all the time. Hello? And so that the pattern of heaven can come down that we have received, so that prosperity and increase can start coming in, because God said, I'll bless the pattern. Amen. But listen, you can't be timid and a coward. Amen. In situations like that. You have to make a demand on your faith. Amen. There's an obstacle. There's a barrier here. What do I do? Stop and give up? What do I do? Say if there's 10 and stop at 10? No, you use your faith. You make a demand on your faith because God is waiting. God has already commanded. God does not halfway do stuff. He already told Elijah, I've commanded a widow woman. So now, Elijah, you place a demand on her. To place a demand on her faith. And when she did, the result was the barrel didn't run out. There was plenty because there was a demand made upon her faith. The law of increase. Until you make a demand, it does not matter what our economy looks like. That's part of a culture, an American culture. And an American culture is not a kingdom culture. Hello? Come on, it may be nice. You know, the Romans, when they ruled the world, everywhere they went, they made it better for every nation. They built roads, aqueducts, they did a whole lot of stuff to improve the condition of that nation. But they were tyrants. So just having nice stuff does not mean that it's kingdom culture. Hello. What we must establish is the kingdom culture.
We are continuing in part 32 of The Faith Crisis, The Law of Increase. It's imperative that the body of Christ put a demand on their faith. The scripture says, the just shall live by faith. In the wilderness, the children of Israel lacked faith, and their mentality never changed. This is an energy called average. Average is not the portion for the body of Christ. Christ came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. Saints must realize that God will give you strength sufficient for the task. Becoming emotionally attached to your vision is essential for your faith to operate properly.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.